This is Radio Nepal. I'm Arjun Sapkota with the news. The headlines first. Government decides to prorogue current session of both houses of federal parliament from midnight tomorrow. By-elections for all vacant positions in local levels to be held on December 1st. President Ramchandra Podol receives annual report of Commission for the Investigation of Abuse of Authority, and Delhi Chief Minister Arvind Kejriwal announces to resign from his post within 48 hours. Now the news in detail. The government has decided to prorogue the current session of both the houses of the federal parliament from tomorrow. Unveiling the decisions of today's cabinet meeting, Communication Minister and government spokesperson Prithvi Subbagurung said the cabinet decided to recommend President Ramchandra Podol end the sessions of both houses of the federal parliament from midnight tomorrow. Similarly, Minister Gurung said the cabinet meeting also decided to hold by-elections for all 39 vacant posts in the local levels on the 1st of December this year. The meeting of the House of Representatives scheduled for today has been postponed for tomorrow. The Federal Parliament Secretariat informed that the meeting scheduled for 1 p.m. today could not be held due to a special reason, and the next meeting will be held tomorrow at 1 p.m. The meeting has been rescheduled for tomorrow as the parties could not reach an agreement. In the previous meeting of the House of Representatives, the Maoist Center disrupted House business, saying that MPs of the ruling CPN-UML labeled the armed struggle under the leadership of the then CPN-Maoist as violence. The Maoist Center has been saying that the meeting will not be allowed until the word violence presented in the parliament session is removed from the parliament's record. House of Representatives Speaker Debraj Gyimiri today invited chief whips of the major political parties for discussion, but the meeting ended inconclusively. The Commission for the Investigation of Abuse of Authority, CIAA, today submitted its report for fiscal year 2023-2024 to President Ramchandra Podol. CIAA Chief Commissioner Prem Kumar Rai handed the report to the head of the state as at a ceremony held at the office of the President in Sital Nivas. Receiving the report, President Podol suggested making the Commission's works more transparent and effective. Minister for Communication and Information Technology, Prithvi Subbagurung, has instructed the ministry and its subordinate bodies to deliver in a way that outstanding results will be achieved in terms of targets for the current fiscal year. Following the signing of a performance contract for the current fiscal year in the ministry today, the communication minister sought the fulfillment of responsibilities and integrity among all the agencies to meet the targets of the government's policies, programs, budget and periodic plans. The communication minister said Nepal required its satellite directing for effective implementation of the concept of the Digital Nepal Framework and preparations for implementing the plan for operating the security printing press in the country within the current fiscal year. Minister Gurung and Communications Secretary Radhika Aryal signed the agreement amidst a program at the ministry, and the secretary signed the agreement with chiefs of various divisions and chiefs of subordinate bodies under the ministry. Likewise, Radio Nepal's executive director, Amardhus Lama, signed the agreement with the senior body of the ministry today itself. Minister for Foreign Affairs Dr. Arju Rana Deva is leaving for Canada tomorrow evening to attend the meeting of women foreign ministers to be held in the 19th and 20th of September in Toronto, Canada. The meeting is being co-hosted by the governments of Canada and Jamaica. According to a press release issued today by the Ministry of Foreign Affairs, Minister Rana is scheduled to address the meeting of women foreign ministers in Toronto. Foreign Affairs Minister Rana will join a Nepali delegation led by the Prime Minister to the 79th session of the UN General Assembly in New York. Similarly, the Minister for Foreign Affairs will attend the third summit of Asia Cooperation Dialogue to be held in the 2nd and 3rd of October in Doha of the State of Qatar. non-resident ambassador of Romania to Nepal, Daniela Mariana Sejunov Tain, made a farewell call on Prime Minister KP Sharma Oli at the Office of the Prime Minister and Council of Ministers in Simadara today. In the meeting, Prime Minister Oli thanked the Romanian envoy on completion of her term in office in Nepal and contributing to the bilateral relations between Nepal and Romania. Various matters of bilateral interest and exchange of cooperation were discussed on the occasion. Similarly, Ambassador Tain paid a farewell call on the Minister for Foreign Affairs, Dr. Arjun Rana Deva, at her office in Simadara today. This news comes to you from Radio Nepal. Now it's time for a short break.
Sada khana 100 rupaya, mutton khana 200 rupaya. Oi, mobile ko data pani hamile chalako menu anusar mahango ra sasto parnu parne hoina ra.
Huncha ni mitra, Facebook, Twitter, Instagram, Viber, WhatsApp jasta samajik sanjal haru matrai chalaune ho bhane Nepal Telecom ma asadhyai sasto mulya ma social media data pack paincha. Tei ne majale chalaune.
*14## dial garnuhos.
Nepal Telecom, rashtrako sanchar.
Welcome back. Now the remaining news. Ambassador of Bangladesh to Nepal, Salahuddin Noman Chowdhury, paid a courtesy call on Minister for Energy, Water Resources and Irrigation, Deepak Khadka, today. In the meeting held at the Ministry of Energy, Water Resources and Irrigation, they discussed matters relating to Nepal-Bangladesh cooperation in energy and water resources sectors. Energy Minister Khadka said the historic power trade agreement will be signed by the Nepal Electricity Authority, Bangladesh Power Development and Power Trading Corporation, PTC of India. In response, the ambassador said Bangladesh wanted to promote the trade ties. In response, the ambassador of Bangladesh wanted to promote the trade ties between the two countries by signing a power purchase agreement for 40 megawatt with Nepal. Radio Nepal's Executive Director Omar Dos Lama has pledged to resolve the problems being faced by the retired employees. Addressing a facilitation program organized in the central office of Radio Nepal in Simadara today, Executive Director Lama showed up operating a pension trust from this year and solved the problems permanently. Executive Director Lama urged the employees to remain alert while forming laws related to public service broadcasting. He also suggested retired employees form a former employees council. You are listening to Radio Nepal's 8 p.m. English News Bulletin. Now to some international news updates. Leader Arvind Kejriwal has announced to resign as Delhi Chief Minister within 48 hours after the Aam Aadmi Party selects a new person from the party as chief minister. Announcing his resignation during his address to the party workers at the headquarters on Sunday, leader Kejriwal said he would demand an early poll in Delhi and vowed not to sit in chief minister's chair till people give him a certificate of honesty. The BBC Hindi cited leader Kejriwal as stating that a meeting of party lawmakers will be held soon to decide who will replace him as Chief Minister of Delhi. He claimed that the Aam Aadmi Party have the strength to counter all the conspiracies of the ruling BJP. Countries across Central and Eastern Europe are facing extreme flooding as Storm Boris wreaks havoc across the continent. According to the BBC, the catastrophic floods in Central Europe have killed at least 7 people. It is reported that a firefighter has died during a flood rescue in Austria, and people have drowned in Poland and Romania, while several people are missing in the Czech Republic. Tens of thousands of people are without power, and many people have been evacuated from badly hit areas to higher ground. Now the general weather forecast for the country tonight. The Meteorological Forecasting Division has forecast the weather to be partly to generally cloudy throughout the country. Light to moderate rain with thunder, lightning and gusty wind is likely to occur at some places of Koshi province and at a few places of Bagmati province and Gondagi province and at one or two places of the rest of the country. There are also chances of heavy rain with thunder and lightning at one or two places of the Karnali province. With this, we have almost come to the end of this news bulletin, but before wrapping it up, let's have a reminder of the headlines once more. Government decides to prorogue current session of both houses of federal parliament from midnight tomorrow. By elections for all vacant posts in local levels to be held on December 1st, President Ramchandra Podil receives annual report of Commission for the Investigation of Abuse of Authority, and Delhi Chief Minister Arvind Kejriwal announces to resign from his post within 48 hours. Well, that's the end of this news bulletin from Radio Nepal for this hour. Please also visit our website www.onlineradionepal.gov.nv for more news and online programs. Our next news in English is at 8 a.m. tomorrow. Stay tuned and have a good night.